Evie's room, Buck Mulligan said. It does her all right. The aunt always keeps plain-looking servants for Malachy. Lead him not into temptation. And her name is Ursula. Laughing again, he brought the mirror away from Stephen's peering eyes. The rage of Caliban at not seeing his face in a mirror, he said. If Wilde were only alive to see you. Drawing back and pointing, Stephen said with bitterness, It's a symbol of Irish art, the cracked looking-glass of a servant. Buck Mulligan suddenly linked his arm in Stephen's and walked with him round the tower, his razor and mirror clacking in the pocket where he had thrust them.
It's not fair to tease you like that, Kinch, is it? He said kindly. God knows you have more spirit than any of them.
Parried again. He fears the lancet of my art, as I fear that of his, the cold steel pen.
Cracked looking-glass of a servant. Tell that to the oxy chap downstairs and touch him for a guinea. He's stinking with money and thinks you're not a gentleman. His elfella made his tin by selling jalap to Zulus or some bloody swindle or other. God, Kinch, if you and I could only work together, we might do something for the island. Hellenize it.
Cranley's arm. His arm.
And to think of your having to beg from these swine. I'm the only one that knows what you are. Why don't you trust me more? What have you got up your nose against me? Is it Haynes? If he makes any noise here, I'll bring down Seymour, and we'll give him a ragging worse than they gave Clive Kempthorpe.
Young shouts of moneyed voices in Clive Kempthorpe's rooms. Pale faces. They held their ribs with laughter, one clasping another. Oh, I shall expire. Break the news to her gently, Aubrey. I shall die. With slit ribbons of his shirt whipping the air, he hops and hobbles round the table, with trousers down at heels, chased by Addies of Magdalen with the tailor's shears. A scared calf's face, gilded with marmalade. I don't want to be debagged. Don't you play the giddy ox with me. Shouts from the open window. Startling evening at the quadrangle. A deaf gardener, aproned, masked with Matthew Arnold's face, pushes his mower on the sombre lawn, watching narrowly the dancing motes of grass arms. To ourselves. New paganism. Omphalos. Let him stay, Stephen said. There's nothing wrong with him, except at night.
Then what is it? Buck Mulligan asked impatiently. Cough it up. I'm quite frank with you. What have you against me now?
They halted, looking toward the blunt cape of Bray Head that lay on the water like the snout of a sleeping whale. Stephen freed his arm quietly. Do you wish me to tell you? He asked.
Yes, what is it? Buck Mulligan answered. I don't remember anything.
He looked in Stephen's face as he